Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people out there helping us with the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Out to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics and construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working the oil rigs in the U.S. of A and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. By the way, oil finished up for the week, so those guys ought to be happy. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. While you're in there, click the like button for liking the page and make sure you jump on over into the chat room. All right. And we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with us. And Kyle, let's say the pledge number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, 2020 is a year that's still up in the air. We're getting a lot of buzz right now about 2024 and what could happen there with the GOP presidential field. Plus, get this, there was a report yesterday that came out. One of the people that the Republicans are looking at for 2024 is Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, I saw that, and that's really quite interesting. It would be interesting to know if he would have aspirations for that. Tucker is a very smart guy. He understands American history, I believe. But one of the biggest distinctions, though, Captain, is that Tucker would be such a great proponent of what we would call Trumpism. And that is all these things that President Trump has been doing, in order to, you know, help the economy and so on. And Tucker would seem to be able to articulate a lot of those things very, very well. So that would be a very exciting thing to see.
He may be in the same position that I was in when I was asked if I wanted to run for Congress here in the Tampa Bay area. And I said, absolutely not. I said, I can do more good for you doing what I'm doing as a voice in the media and talking not only here locally, but also around the country. And I think Tucker would think that the same way with that, because you actually have more influence, if that makes any sense, by being in the communications and the media, to where you can talk to a lot more people and influence a lot more people.
Yeah, very true.
As long as you're credible.
Well, sure, just as he does each and every night on his program, and he's able to literally tear down so much of what the left is trying to foist on the American people.
And you know, this is kind of funny, because a number of years ago, when he was in charge of the Daily Caller, I actually had him on my program two or three times.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, he was with the Daily Caller?
Yep, I remember the Daily Caller, yeah.
That was his baby.
That's right.
All right, now, as asylum claims are plummeting, and they are, because less people are trying to sneak in that way or get in that way, because they're not getting any asylum, as you well know, it's starting to cost some of the immigration officials their jobs, and maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. And if we're not having that big of an influx and so forth, but a lot of that has to do with the COVID-19, obviously, and that sector is not going to be untouched as well.
Now, I want you to get your hanky ready. You ready?
Yes.
So if college professors are hesitant now to return to college campuses because of the pandemic, does that mean that it's okay for them to tell their kids to get out on the street and do this protesting, and some of them are actually out there with them?
Well, maybe so. Well, I just think what it means is that what some of the young people are now beginning to call Zoom University will be the norm instead of the exception as kids head back to school and college students head back to school in the fall.
And you need to be very careful with Zoom. You know why?
Well, there have been some security things early on.
They get your information and they spy on you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's drift down over to the telephone line real quick. Good morning, caller. I think it's Todd, right?
Let's get down to business, boss, ladies and gentlemen. Lee Greenwood, when I heard that when you guys covered that when Trump was in Tulsa, I did the same thing that I did when I went to Haiti on a mission trip and I came back and I landed I kissed the ground. I fell down and worshiped Jesus and thanked him for all my blessings to be an American, to be born in America, to be an American citizen, to stand up for Jesus Christ as for such a time as this, for standing with Donald Trump and the Republican Party, okay, because your governor in New Jersey is getting his paycheck while he shut you down, okay? Those governors are getting their paycheck and they're getting through while you're struggling to feed your family while that idiot is telling you unconstitutionally that you can't go to work and no judge is standing up, but I'm standing up for you because you're an idiot and you voted for a stupid governor who doesn't let you go to work. What a disgrace, okay? Stand up for Jesus Christ. You preachers, stand up for Jesus Christ. Rodney Howard Brown and Franklin Graham stood up for Jesus Christ when we were fourth and goal on the one in 2016. The rest of you preachers, I don't see you, okay? Stand up for this country. Stand up for Jesus Christ and tell people when you stand in the pulpit, you need to vote for Donald Trump if you want to save this country from the disgrace that's the Democrat Party. Let's get to work and take the House, the Senate, and thank Jesus Christ for all your blessings and pay your tithes. Let's get to
All right, he got cut off because the computer just jumped in there and cut him off. But thank you, Todd. And Kyle, you'll hang on, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, I'm going to tell you what somebody told Joe Biden yesterday, a fellow Democrat. And wait till you hear this one. Wait till you hear this one. And then, how about Epstein's girlfriend? Is she going to talk? We'll give you some insight on that one. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, right now, folks, we've all been experiencing something that we've never been through before. And one of the big changes is having to wear a face cover, or as some people call them, a face mask, but they're actually a face cover. That's what the law says anyway. But the kind you use really matters, because not all offer the same protection. Now, Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children, too. Now, these are in stock right now and ship to you fast. Plus, these multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents per day. Now, one reason why they're so highly protective is the inner layer is enhanced with nano silver technology woven into the fabric, a fabric that may enhance the filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. And Boomer donates one face cover for every order in nonprofits and charities, now helping tens of thousands to people in need all around the world. So you can go over to BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code CAPTAIN20. Save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Your source for in-stock face covers. And guess what? They've also got some other things there that you might be interested in. It's not just about face covers. They've got wellness products over there, too, and hand sanitizers and all that, which seems to be an extremely short supply, but not at BoomerNaturals.com. Product code CAPTAIN20 to save 20%. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, do you remember Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis?
Oh, very much so. He ran for president back in 1988 against George Herbert Walker Bush.
And he got beat, and he was leading. He was leading, just like what's going on right now. He had a big double-digit lead over George H.W. Bush about this time at the contest, and he has warned Joe Biden not to take comfort in the polls because he did. And he got beat. And he got beat because he did a couple of really stupid things. One was when he did that debate and made the comment about his wife. What was it you told me during the break?
Yeah, that was when Bernard Shaw of CNN asked the question if he would support the death penalty, basically, if his wife, Kitty Dukakis, had been raped and murdered, basically. And striking and powerful question, to be sure. And Michael Dukakis just kind of responded with the sort of same sort of pat answer that he'd have about the death penalty not really being a deterrent, et cetera, that kind of thing. And people watched that and they said, oh my goodness, there was absolutely no real reaction from Dukakis about this. He just went on into policy. And even Susan Estrich, who I think was managing his campaign then, said later that, oh, okay, yeah, I knew we lost the election when he said he couldn't respond, in a way that people could relate to. And then, as you know, Captain, what else did he do? He got in the tank.
And popped his head up with that stupid helmet looking like as if he was driving a tank, and everybody knew he wasn't because he never served a day in the military.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Now, the other thing is we've got Mr. Epstein's girlfriend, and she is not being held, contrary to public opinion, in the same jail where Epstein committed suicide, or reportedly committed suicide. She's being held at an undisclosed location. Nobody really knows where she's at. The FBI is talking to her. She's talking back. Some people are shaking in their boots, especially Prince Andrew in London.
You know, Captain, this is obviously, in the history of the royal family, the modern history anyway, this is something that's going to absolutely rocket to the core, no doubt about it. But even that's not even the most important thing, obviously. What the most important thing is that what was his involvement, and what about some of these young women who have been, brought into this, treated so badly, abused, raped, all kinds of things, and we're just going to scratch on the surface of this right now.
You've got a number of heavyweights, including former President Bill Clinton and Senator Menendez from New Jersey, who were on that airplane a lot going back and forth to that island down in the Caribbean.
Yes, and really, I mean, this is so distasteful to so many across the globe, even, certainly across the United States. And what we're going to be finding out, you're right, there are a lot of powerful people that could be implicated in this. And when that starts happening, it's going to be just a revelations, I think. It's what a horrible things that had gone on.
Now, we've had a lot of involvement and a lot of distasteful comments made about the police and people out there with the Black Lives Matter and all this other sort of stuff that's been going on out there. But all of a sudden, there's some huge pushback coming from folks that believe that police lives matter or blue lives matter, because the pro-police pushback is now stronger, much stronger than what it was to begin with, and now it seems to be taking the place of the Black Lives Matter, because I'm telling you, the people that support the police far outnumber the others.
Well, certainly everybody agrees that no police officers should be able to break the law, deprive someone of their life. Obviously, nobody would agree with those kinds of things that are outside of the mandate of their authority. However, that being said, the vilification and the villainization of the police officers across the highways and byways is unfair. It is simply a political tactic in order to try to garner support for a different kind of agenda that literally goes beyond everybody being in agreement that no, if somebody kills somebody and they have no reason, that they get brought up on charges. The law deals with them. Everybody, it's under the law. This is what we're supposed to be about.
So true. And the Joe Biden campaign now reportedly is hoping to get the Bernie Sanders supporters on his team with his climate council that he's got. And, of course, the climate council is headed up by none other than who?
AOC. Yeah.
And she's got her cronies over there with her.
Yep, I believe so. Yeah, well, and again, these are the, and they're trying to cobble all this together. And you know, Captain, you know, we've said so many times, this is where the real story is. It's not about Trump and whether or not Republicans are going to support him and the, you know, the high level Republicans or whatever. The Democrat Party is in tatters. They don't know what to do about trying to make sure that the Bernie people are going to like Joe Biden enough to even show up.
Yeah, that's part of it. And of course, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And now we've got something interesting going on in Washington, D.C. Remember when they painted that great big mural out there leading to the White House going by the park there, Lafayette Park, that says Black Lives Matter?
Right.
Well, it seems that Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton are suing the mayor of Washington, D.C., over that mural, stating that, okay, you got yours, we want ours.
That's right. They want parody, and they want the ability to make their own political message on the streets of Washington, D.C., and that would be, more specifically, their motto, because no one is above the law, quote-unquote. Now, there's a George Washington University law professor who says basically that, well, in this case, it was the government that chose to speak and paint the slogan onto the street. And so, therefore, it's not really the same as being in a public square, a public park, where you'd have many different voices and so forth. But that's a little scary to me, too, Captain. The government chose to speak, and now you can't speak because the government's already spoke. I wonder about that whole interpretation.
And finally, we've had the president go to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota and give a very good speech. It wasn't one that was, jumping up and down and tens of thousands of people. I believe they had about 8,000 people there in the audience, roughly thereabouts, and probably some more around the edge. But the fact of the matter is, it was a historical speech, and the fact that he talked about American history, things that you haven't heard said in a long time, and hopefully the people that watched it got something out of it.
I sure hope so, Captain. And again, you know, the people that lived in the time of 1776 lived in a particular world. Yes, they were under tyranny from King George III, basically, and they threw off that tyranny and created what was become, of course, the United States of America. But they were particular people insofar as that they had a real vision, and they made a country that could change and could do great things.
Okay, tell everybody how to do your program.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you bright and early on Monday morning.
Sounds good. Happy 4th.
Yes, happy 4th to you. Happy 4th to everybody, by the way. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, KyleWarrenShow.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. How about that? It gets better. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most travelers from the United States will now be barred from entering the European Union when it opens its borders on Wednesday because the coronavirus is still too prevalent in the United States. The EU's 27 members have been drawing up a list of countries whose virus levels are deemed low enough to allow people from those places to travel into the bloc, which has been mostly sealed off since March. That list of safe countries was officially announced in a statement. The United States, which has the most coronavirus cases and deaths in the world, was not on it. Countries that did make the list are Algeria, Australia, Canada, Japan, Morocco, New Zealand, South Korea, Thailand, and Uruguay. China will be included on the list if it allows entry to EU travelers in return. The move is a sign of how the U.S. is seen by Europe and elsewhere as the coronavirus hotbed. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
Hey, this is Brandon Rimes, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show and owner of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey. Alrighty, and with that, we're going to get started with the first Military and Veterans News segment, and here we go.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, our Military and Veterans News segments are always brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Bo was on the radio on Thursday telling you all about it. We did get a call from a young man, a Marine, that is going to be going to the National Aviation Academy as soon as they can get him into class. He signed up and he's on the list and ready to go. Now, I will tell you that the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., which is in Boston, Mass., just outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in 14 short months, you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech, a job that will give you job security for as long as you live. Now, aviation maintenance techs right now, one of the most sought-after professions in the world because of all these airplanes that we've got sitting on the ground that, number one, all have to have repairs made to, and number two, all have to be certified to be able to get back up in the air and haul passengers again. So, you want to talk about work that's there for the next year or two or three? That's the way that it is right there. Now, the best part of it is, is here in the United States on a 40-hour work schedule, you can expect to start at about $60,000. Now, that pay will go up rapidly because there's enough work to do. There'll be overtime. And if you do get the luck of the draw and go to work overseas for a military contractor or whatnot, then you'll wind up with a six-figure salary right off the bat. So check them out online. The website is naa.edu. That's NAA.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. Again, the website, NAA.edu, the telephone number to ask and take the tour, 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, a House panel has approved plans for a $740.5 billion defense authorization bill that will provide a 3% pay raise for troops, limit the president's ability to withdraw troops from Europe and Afghanistan, and force the military to reckon with the Confederate symbols and legacy on its bases. That has to go to now the full House for a vote. We'll see where that goes. And a very sad situation, very sad turn of events, especially in the Texas area, San Antonio, Fort Hood area. One military suspect is deceased, killed themselves. One civilian is in custody. That's the girlfriend. In Killeen, Texas, after law enforcement attempted to make contact with the suspect, the male suspect, in the case of the missing Fort Hood soldier, PFC Vanessa Gillen, whose remains were found in a remote area right there in Killeen. Now, the other thing is, the reason the civilian, who happened to be a woman, got arrested is she was the girlfriend of the male suspect, and both her phone and his phone were tracked to the location where the body was found. So she can't say that she didn't know about it, didn't have something to do with it in some way or another, and that's where we're at with all of that. And what a sorry ending to something that is just never should have happened to begin with, my way of thinking. Now, at the Al Jabar L base in Kuwait, there's been an outbreak of coronavirus. 30 U.S. personnel there have tested positive for COVID-19, according to reports from the base. We'll see how that plays out over the next period of a week or two or three. And Russia's massive 70-warship Ocean Shield exercise in the Baltic Sea has signaled the Kremlin's intention to be the dominating Arctic power militarily and economically. This coming from a couple of international security experts. Obviously, Russia doesn't want to be second to anybody. Now, unless Defense Secretary Mark Esper meets a legal requirement to explain where troops are deployed around the world, he'll lose a quarter of his personal travel budget, according to a plan passed by the House Armed Services Committee this week. He needs to account for where he goes and why he goes there. And that's probably not a bad idea either. Also, the House Armed Services Committee delivered a near-unanimous bipartisan rebuke to President Donald Trump's plans to pull some 10,000 troops from Germany. And, of course, the president last night was at Mount Rushmore for a tremendous display of fireworks and a very patriotic speech, very informative speech, as I've been telling the folks. And if you get a chance to listen to that, which I'm sure you will, probably on the news tomorrow or whatnot, make sure you do. Now, why are there so few GS-10 positions in the government? Now, the number of petitions at the GS-10 grade under the federal government's general schedule job classification system is tiny compared to the other grade levels. Now, this is due in part to a categorization quirk that has largely left the GS-10 out of many job tracks. It's not listed as being available. And, of course, as a government services employee, the way you get paid is it goes by numbers from 1 all the way up to 10 and beyond. But 10 is certainly an area once you become proficient and become an expert, that's the goal that everybody tries to go to. Now, legislation introduced in the House and Senate on July the 1st, is going to require agencies to obtain and consider detailed proof of a proposed relocation's advantages prior to executing the move. When you're relocating whatever, when it comes to the military. And the House Armed Services Committee also shot down a plan to slash funding for the Air Force's ground-based strategic deterrent program. That vote was 44-12. Now, lawmakers took another apparent jab at Legato Networks this week as the House Armed Services Committee passed a ban on the Pentagon from awarding contracts to the firm that interferes with global positioning system signals. How about that? And finally, following vows from President Trump last month to use active duty troops to help enforce order in American cities, a Democratic senator wants lawmakers to close a loophole in the federal law that allows the president to do such things without congressional approval. We'll see where that goes. There is, believe it or not, some support for that. So it's possible it could go through. We'll see. We'll see. Now, the military report is always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Again, let me give you the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And to take a tour of one of their facilities, either in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, the number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Remember, you can always tell them the captain sent you too. Now, coming up, the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report, we're going to take a look at where these storms are and see if they're still active in the northern part of the United States. And certainly, you want to make sure that you stay on schedule this week, because it's going to be an interesting week with the 4th of July. Some companies took the day off yesterday. Some companies are taking Friday and Monday off, and some companies are taking Monday off. It just all depends. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. all broken down in 15 strategic critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual: Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And they listen to us up there on 1330, AM 1330, WLBB. And thank you very much. And that's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, and continuing with the mood music of the day, the Declaration of Independence, here's another patriotic song to get the truckers going.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. with the stars and stripes, an eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. This place. If that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. That I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. With stars and stripes and eagles fly. Where are the stars and stripes and the eagles fly?
Is Aaron Tippin, where the stars and stripes of the eagle fly. Another one of our 4th of July happy birthday songs out there for everybody that's listening. And yes, it is. Today is America's birthday. It's July 4th, 2020. Now, let's get to the weather here, because showers and thunderstorms are expected along a stationary frontal boundary from the Mid-South to the eastern Gulf Coast region and northern Florida through Saturday. We know we're going to have rain down here, about a 50% chance. And in the north-central part of the U.S., locally severe thunderstorms and flash flooding will remain possible, with hot temperatures persisting over the weekend over much of the central and eastern United States, with pleasant temperatures out in the northwest, and that's going to be good for them. Now, out in the northwest, there's not much going on. A little bit of rain, it looks like, off the coast of Oregon, just north of Medford. And in California, you've got a system coming in where it looks like as if there's going to be some weather around the L.A. area, possibly the other side of L.A. over in Oxnard. I'm seeing some rain over there offshore that might be inshore by the time the program's over. And then way up in the northwestern corner of Minnesota right now, we have got some rain. We've got some flash flood watches and warnings up in there, as there is a system that's been moving to the east pretty much all day and all night, and it's going to continue. Now, we do have some fog tonight in the Green Bay, Wisconsin area. That's new since the last hour. Also from Chicago all the way up to the Wisconsin line. And again, the northern part of Kentucky, to include Louisville, over towards up into Indiana, about 10, 15 miles. And then the southwestern corner of Indiana and the southeastern corner of Illinois. And then the southwestern corner of Ohio also with some fog tonight. And it looks like as if
We've had some rain or are having some rain in Maryland and or Delaware. And we've got some fog up in there intertwined up along the eastern coast of the United States right now. And that's just about it at the moment when it comes to the weather. And, of course, there's going to be some changes today as things progress, as I'm sure they're going to. All right. Well, joining us on the birthday of America, happy birthday, America, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and FoundersCode.com is where you can find the stuff that she likes to write. And let me ask you a question here, kiddo. Did you watch the speech at Mount Rushmore last night?
I did.
I thought that that was pretty much a lesson in American history.
Yeah, but what's kind of interesting, though, is imagine the speech that he could have given if he did not have to spend so much time addressing, you know, the division and the anarchists and the lack of law and order that we have.
Yeah, and it happened right there at Mount Rushmore again. But what was amazing was this time when they were going, oh, these were indigenous people that were holding a protest that blocked the highway. Did you see who they were yanking out of that crowd? They were no more indigenous than the man in the moon.
Well, I mean, there were some indigenous.
Yeah, but the first one they grabbed was a woman that said was speaking in German. That's what she said when she was yelling. So I heard the reporter say, oh, there's some sort of foreign language that I don't understand. It was German. And the second one was a black guy. And then the third person was another white woman. And then because they were pretty much the troublemakers, the ones who were doing the instigating, were not necessarily Native Americans.
Correct.
So there you go. And they were right there in the middle of all of it. So I don't know. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I thought it was, the backdrop was amazing, obviously. Governor Kristi Noem, she's a firebrand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's a fearless little thing up there, and her speech was excellent. So, I thought the whole thing was very good. Trump's speech was kind of up and it was down, it was up and it was down. He ended obviously on a high.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel badly because of the speech that he could have given if we were in a different condition nationally.
Yeah, but again, as I pointed out to begin with, I believe it was pretty much a speech on American history, some of which I guarantee to some people that they didn't even know what he was saying. You know, they had no idea. I just had
exactly.
That feeling, you know.
Exactly.
So what's going to come of it? You think we'll have some good out of it? I think we might.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know what the other television stations or media was reporting about the thing, because obviously it was kind of late for here, so as soon as it was over, I went to bed. But I'm not even sure if the other ones even broadcasted the event.
Well, I was watching Right Side Media, and they were the ones that were there. That, of course, they do a lot of work with Breitbart, and they were stuck in the traffic jam. They got blocked. The people pulled over and did their thing right in front of them. So I got the luck of the draw to be able to watch all of that before anybody knew about it, really. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, here we go again, the argument over hydroxychloroquine. Is it? Isn't it? Will it? Won't it? We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. And then there's a lot more stuff going on. By the way, they're making arrests now, charging people with a federal charge for rioting and whatnot, where they're able to...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.